the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. You live in South Florida long enough, and you come across some weird stuff.
That's why we came up with our regular segment, What's Up with South Florida?
We ask you to tell us about some of the quirks you've noticed around here, then you vote on what you want us to explain.
This time, Under the Sun goes under the sea.
I'm Michael Loss from Miami Beach, and I want to know what is up with the shipwrecks in Biscayne Bay.
Under the Sun's Sammy Mack dives in.
Michael Loss first learned about the shipwrecks in Biscayne Bay while he was in college, but his interest is hardly academic.
Dude, you're going to laugh at me. I watched this movie Sahara. It was I forget the actor.
Matthew McConaughey with Penelope Cruz.
For years, I've wondered if the stories were true, and now I finally have the proof.
You found a coin.
I found the coin.
And I was like, oh my God, treasure hunting. And you know, I think a lot of guys actually secretly, like deep down inside, and they want to be like a treasure hunter. There's something really sexy about, you know, the Indiana Jones, you know, type.
Michael pulled out a yellowed map marked with a skull and crossbones. Then suddenly, he was shot with a poison dart. I had to finish his quest. And for that, I needed a guide. Someone who knew the secrets buried in the sea.
Hi, I'm Chuck Lawson. I'm the archaeologist at Biscayne National Park.
Chuck Lawson told me there are 40 known shipwrecks in Biscayne Bay and hundreds more in the Keys.
The Florida Keys and the Straits of Florida have been known as a ship trap. It's a dangerous piece of real estate.
Dangerous, but attractive. Steady winds from the Gulf Stream make it easy to sail up the coast of Florida and on to Europe. Problem is, if a storm hits, the coastline is shallow and scarred with reefs. During a hurricane in 1733, an entire fleet of Spanish galleons wrecked in South Florida waters. They were loaded with precious metals, pelts, tobacco, and other New World treasures. And that's how the local shipwreck legends began. There were so many shipwrecks in the 1700s, the Spaniards set up onshore camps called
houses of refuge.
The Spaniards used these houses of refuge to salvage cargo from their own wrecks.
That eventually grew into a whole community in the Keys and in the Bahamas of wreckers, people that made their living salvaging shipwrecks.
The scavenging industry died out with the advent of steam engines and modern meteorology. These days, historical wreck chasers find sunken ships with something called magnetometer surveys.
You pull an instrument behind a boat, back and forth, like you're mowing the lawn, but you're out in the ocean. You make a map of places where you see magnetic anomalies in the water, and it's usually associated with iron. So you'll also find refrigerators and Volkswagens.
What about gold bullion?
Gold actually wouldn't show up with a magnetometer.
Lawson says there isn't any gold on these ships anyway. Wreckers picked them clean a long time ago.
And there's not much left except the ballast stones on the seafloor, so it's just a kind of a pile of rocks.
The ship's wooden frameworks have rotted away. Besides, the ships carried more mundane cargo, like lumber and coal. I could hear the voice of Michael Loss, the guy who wanted to know what was up with the shipwrecks in Biscayne Bay.
Hey, Sammy, I have some buried treasure, and all I get are soggy 2x4s.
But Chuck Lawson still sees the adventure in it.
It's all treasure. I think, and the National Park Service thinks, the whole stories that the shipwrecks can tell about the history of South Florida and world history, really. What we get are little time capsules of life at the period of time when the ship wrecked.
The cargo can show archaeologists what sailors ate, who they had contact with, how they spent their days at sea. Lawson and the Park Service plan to build a maritime heritage trail. Buoys will direct divers and snorkelers to the sunken schooners to find out for themselves what's up with the shipwrecks in Biscayne Bay.
That's actually kind of cool.
For Under the Sun, I'm Sammy Mack.
To learn about the pirates who sailed Biscayne Bay, check out our post by Miami blogger Maria de Los Angeles at WLRNunderTheSun.org.
Does something make you wonder? What's up with South Florida? Let us know at WLRNunderTheSun.org or visit our Facebook page, WLRN Under the Sun.
I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch.